Okay, with that, we move on to item C2, which is Mills Hotel Wyoming, a mixed-use development special exception. This is a public hearing that was already opened on April 9th. That's correct. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yes, correct. This is for a natural resources features special exception. This is an environmental hearing regarding a sliver of land. Mr. Martina, Ms. X, you have a public hearing notice to read.
Notice,
you guys keep me on my toes.
Yes. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, May 7th, 2020 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application from Mills Hotel Wyoming, LLC, for a special exception to natural resource features provisions, same having been previously noticed for a Plan Commission meeting on Thursday, April 9th, 2020 at 7 p.m., and the Plan Commission at that meeting having decided to continue and put the matter over to the May 7th, 2020 meeting. For property generally located at West Loomis Road and West Ryan Road, zoned M2 General Industrial District, which bears a tax key number 939-9994-000. The requested special exception in natural resource features provisions is for the purpose of grading and development of an approximately 9,969 square feet of wetland, 19,268 square feet of wetland buffer, and 34,002 square feet of wetland setback, which includes the buffer area as well, identified as W2 in the Ryan Creek watershed, resulting from a certified survey map land division to develop the property. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 15-90110, applications for special exceptions to natural resource feature provisions, and Section 15-10-0208, special exceptions to natural resource feature provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input.
We talk about this often, this particular issue often. This has been discussed on a couple of occasions. So please give this to us in layman's language so that we can have a good discussion about this.
Certainly.
In the public.
And I first want to address a question from the public, which is that the natural resource special exception was evaluated previously by the Environmental Commission. That body only evaluates natural resource special exceptions. Impacts to natural resources, certain kinds of natural resources are allowed. So in this case, the applicant is requesting impacts to a wetland, and that is the blue circle on the screen in front of you. It is a roughly 9,900 square foot wetland, and then there are setbacks, which is the distance. It's a 30-foot distance from the wetland that you may not impact, and a buffer where to protect that wetland, which you may impact but have to return to a natural state. So the applicant is making a request to impact all of those natural resource features, and the Environmental Commission has evaluated that request, and that is part of the packet of material that was provided to the commission. So on the property there, which is part of the certified survey map, which is provided in the packet, it's lot one. So, and it's the middle portion of what's the proposed Copart site. There was a wetland delineation performed by Heartland Ecological Group, which identified four wetlands on the site. Wetlands one and three were identified. They're the two smaller circles at the top. The finger of wetland, which is W2, the wetland in question, and W3 on the perimeter of the parcel. Wetlands 1 and 4 have met the requirements to be dedicated as artificial or exempt from our Unified Development Ordinance, and also the criteria for the Army Corps of Engineer and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. So they're not subject to this conversation. What is under discussion tonight is this W2 finger of wetland, which divides the site. So The two smaller wetlands are not under discussion. They have been exempted and will be removed as part of the proposed development. There are no impacts proposed to this W3. And then you can see that there is this swathe of wetland that is connected to other parts of the region. So the Environmental Commission did evaluate this request for the exception to our ordinances, or for the exception to make the impact to this wetland. And they recommended, they made a recommendation that the applicant provide restoration in lieu of mitigation. So our local standards require that mitigation be provided for the wetland removal. So if an applicant wants to remove a wetland, then they have to provide a form of mitigation. The criteria for that is typically that it be provided on the site. Plan Commission may allow it to be provided off-site if it is in the same watershed. The applicant proposed originally, originally made a proposal of mitigation to a wetland elsewhere on the Bear development site with an alternative option to the north. So this central wetland that's currently, is it under a conservation easement?
Yes.
Yeah, to expand this conservation eased area and the wetland setbacks and buffers. During the conversation with the Environmental Commission, a further proposal came forward to do restoration to the wetlands that are adjacent to the actual Copart site. So those are our wetlands, which are part of an existing natural area. And the proposal is to do restoration in lieu of mitigation. So that is something that restoration is allowed as an option for setbacks and buffers. The UDO does not specifically allow that for the wetland itself. So that is one of the recommendations that was made, though, is that that be considered as an option for mitigation. So staff is recommending approval of the natural resource special exception. It does meet the requirements of our code, state law, and federal law, so long as mitigation is provided and that all the natural resources be protected in a conservation easement.
Okay, we have a properly noticed public hearing on this natural resource special exception. I'll open a public hearing on this matter. Is there anyone wishing to speak? Mr. Mills.
S.R. Mills, 4011 80th Street. Very much appreciate Ms. Eck's explanation here. I think it's important to note, and I have some pictures actually later on when we look at the site and operational plan. I didn't realize it at the time, but the area that's actually in question, that's all being farmed today. So they've you can see where it's a bit of a spillway, but it's plowed through. So it's it still qualifies as a wetland because of the hydrology and the soils, but in essence, it brings very, very little upside or benefit. So it's one of the things that we do like to do is actually make some of the neighboring wetlands better, make them more useful, increase the hydrology, and I think it makes a lot of sense. So thank you very much. If I can answer any questions, happy to.
Alderman Nelson.
John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road, Alderman District 6. I guess one of my main questions, and I spoke with a few so-called experts prior to this, is looking at your own plans, the own plans of Copart. If you've got 5,000 cars here with a 30 to 60 day turn, and there's going to be an impact, and I believe there's going to be somebody talking about this after me, with impacts on watershed areas. Could you go back to the last slide, please? Yeah, that's fine. Just so I can get this, because I understand this is that one finger part in there. But just looking at where the amount of cars coming in and the amount of cars cycled in and out on a 30 to 60 day turn, and then looking at where you've got the layout in Cudahy, my concerns are the fluids. My concerns are anything that's leaking out of there, because it is impossible, and we are kidding ourselves, if we think you're going to have 5,000 cars turning 30 to 60 days, that we're not going to have fluids and other toxic materials coming out there. And that's also, we've got a number of shallow wells in the area. There's a lot of things that, again, I'm just cautioning that we need to make sure that this has been properly vetted and we've got everybody on board and everything's been checked, not just to rush through and make a reckless decision. Thank you.
That's if we're counting tonight, that's two recklesses.
Sorry. Okay. We are counting, sir.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak? The good alderwoman from Muskego. Good evening again. There
you
we go.
As you spoke,
I said good.
I got my plan commissioner said good. On the phone. He said that 2 years ago, the mining property got that connection with DOT.
No. I'll give you the CSM.
Okay. Thank you. Our plan director is not aware of it, so I'm confused. I'm really worried about not having that special in and out for traffic. We have that traffic on that road backs up forever without one.
Alderwoman?
I'm sorry.
Talk
wrong
to me.
One? I'm sorry.
Talk to me.
Well, I'm giving him a
hand. Thank you.
So, yeah, I think it's really important. There is going to be, you can't put 5,000 cars back there and not have a lot of traffic. I'm really concerned about it, and I'm even more concerned now that he's got information that I can't get from my plan director. So we definitely have to get together on this.
Okay. Absolutely happy to do that. No problem.
Just to be clear, 5,000 cars is the max storage for the space. Those aren't cars driving in and out. They're brought in on those trailers, the double-deck trailers that pull cars. Right, so they're not coming in and out. Again, as has been pointed out by staff, we're essentially up-zoning the property where it could be a salvage yard yesterday or prior to this meeting, but now it is going to be the Copart use where they come in and they inspect the car and drain the make sure that the fluids are all drained and don't before it's put into the storage lot. And so this is actually a very safe environmental use for the property because the leaking, there is no leaking in the storage. And a leaking from, and it is a misrepresentation to say that there's 5,000 leaking cars.
Thank you. Alderwoman Madden, if you could make sure that you get, well, I'll just make sure that our staff contacts your staff because the issue, frankly, is your staff doesn't have the information. So we'll get you the information.
Okay.
It's that easy.
Thank you.
That easy. Anyone else wishing to speak? Mr. Kenny, good evening again.
Just briefly, because I've already brought up the point, but I wonder if this is the time to talk about the ground barrier and what things are planned for.
Yes, sir.
The parking space for this area.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We just mentioned that, but we'll do it again. Yes, please.
So the surface of the storage lot is a compacted gravel surface that they've actually spent quite a bit of time over the years developing. A pervious surface where water can go through. It is considered more environmentally friendly. The reason why they have the gravel is because they have, to move the cars around, they have those trucks with the long blades to lift the cars up and unload them and load them. You can't have asphalt because asphalt also creates runoff. And when you use those blades, it digs into the asphalt. It is a compacted gravel surface. But again, the assets or the vehicles are not put out into the storage yard if they're leaking when they're brought in on inspection. What traditionally happens, a large part of the inventory would be from car rental places that are overturning their fleet, right? And so there's no leaking there. If there's a wreck, often what happens is those vehicles leak at the site, right? When something happens like that, they'll leak at the site. If they're still leaking when they get to the Copart facility.
When you say site, sir.
Well, the accident site, excuse me. Yes. When the vehicle is brought to the Copart facility, it goes through an inspection. And if it's still leaking there, then it's not put into the lot until it's there.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak about the natural resource special exception? Anyone else? Okay. With that, I'll close the public hearing on the natural resources special exception. Questions from the commission on the natural resources special exception? Commissioner Moore.
No.
Oh, you look like you were going to go that way. Do we have an addition to the motion relative to on-site mitigation. Do we have an addition to the motion relative to?
So the proposed motion is to the standards, it's not a motion, it's the standards, findings, and decisions of this body, which is then forwarded to Common Council. That document reflects the recommendation of the Environmental Commission, which is that the applicant provide restoration and not mitigation. So it would not be the expansion of a wetland elsewhere. It would be the restoration of this portion of the wetland that's here. It's a draft proposal and probably doesn't meet the area requirements of the UDO, that it be for one unit of impact, that they provide 1.5 units of mitigation, restoration, et cetera. But it is a draft proposal. So then that is what is reflected in the standards, findings, and decisions that you would be putting forward. So,
Mr. City Attorney. Thank you, Mary.
I would not recommend further recommending a proposal which does not comply with the Unified Development Ordinance. Mm-hmm. What does staff recommend?
We recommend that mitigation be provided, which is what the UDO recommends and requires. So this standard of restoration is only explicitly allowed by the UDO for setbacks and buffers, but not wetland itself. So that isn't, there is an allowance for, there is some allowance to potentially make a recommendation otherwise, but the UDO specifically calls for mitigation.
And no. What would staff recommend, which would be in compliance with the Unified Development Ordinance?
The proposal that was originally brought forward, which is the expansion of an existing wetland. They have two wetlands on the Barrier Development site that might meet this criteria. And it would be expansion of the wetland itself, the setbacks and buffers.
On the south, wetlands that aren't being touched.
It's this wetland that's in a conservation easement was the primary proposal, and the expansion area in green here, that meets the criteria in the UDO. So.
And it does not in any way affect the development of that property.
No, it's in fact off-site, which is allowable by Plan Commission if it is in the same sub-watershed, which this proposal is. It's not clear to me that this proposal is, and if it may in fact be over the subcontinental divide and would not be permissible.
So that would be staff's recommendation?
Correct.
What do you want us to do? What is the city attorney?
Comply with your law.
What is the motion you recommend? I'll rephrase it.
Read that as recommended by Department of City Development staff.
Is there a motion
at this meeting?
Is there a motion to recommend approval of the Mills Hotel Wyoming LLC Natural Resources Feature Special Exception pursuant to standards, findings, and decision recommended by the Plan Commission, Common Council consideration, the environmental consideration of the staff recommendations as presented at this evening's meeting?
As well as to review the...
And to review the Environmental Commission recommendations.
I'll so make moved. The
second.
Discussion of that motion. All those in favor, signify
Commissioner Haley. Hello. Commissioner Haley has comments.
Commissioner Haley, before the vote.
Thank you, Mayor. I've got significant issues with this. The City of Franklin has chosen voluntarily to protect its natural resources. We do that for a reason, not just because they're pretty, but because they're functional and they're an important part of the world we live in.
Sure.
This proposed usage, basically what we're saying is it's okay for them to go on site, eradicate all the remaining wetlands and the buffers and everything around it, and then on top of that, we're going to put a large parking lot with gravel and leaking vehicles. Now, I'll talk more about that, but the point is the reason that these wetlands are here is a functional one. They serve, this is the headwaters to the Root River. This is where Franklin's drinking water, well, it's well water, comes from. All of these wetland areas are absorbing this water. So what the applicant is proposing to do is we'll just make those wetlands go away. And I will remind you, as I have time and time again, wetlands don't go away. You just dry them out, and they will always be there. But we make them go away, and then we put a gravel parking lot on there and let vehicles drip and leak into that. Now, I know that sounds a bit harsh, but I've done my homework here. I went and I looked at the website for the applicant. I looked at all different kinds of things on the Internet. Just about every picture on their website and everything else shows crashed vehicles sitting there dripping fluids on the ground. Now, I understand what we're being told, that those are drained out and made to go away, but they're not. It's obvious. You can see it on the ground. I can see it in aerial photographs. There's staining on the gravel between the parking lots in your existing facility in Cudahy. It's very obvious that significant amounts of fluids are getting in there. They've developed a protocol for their people to clean up and deal with all of these things. It's obviously not being implemented because you can see the stuff on the ground. So my issue here is we're not normally with the natural resource exception process was initiated to give some leeway to developers to deal with troublesome or basically make an exception. What they're asking here is to make the wetlands be bulldozed over, let them become giant sponges that feed anything that comes off of this parking lot, absorb into our groundwater table, moving towards the Root River, and we're not concerned about that. It's a huge environmental risk. I understand small things, spills happen. They have a protocol on record that I read through that talks about how this stuff will be cleaned up. Well, the reality is that deals with the little stuff. You have one major spill, a fuel tank ruptures. I understand that they're telling us that these vehicles are there for a very limited time.